THE LIFE, ADVENTURES, AND PIRACIES OF CAPTAIN SINGLETON By Daniel Defoe. Section 1. As it is usual for great persons, whose lives have been remarkable, and whose actions deserve recording to posterity, to insist much upon their originals, give full accounts of their families, and the histories of their ancestors, so that I may be methodical, I shall do the same, though I can look but a very little way into my pedigree, as you will see presently. If I may believe the woman whom I was taught to call mother, I was a little boy of about 2 years old, very well dressed, had a nursery maid to attend me, who took me out on a fine summer's evening into the fields towards Islington, as she pretended, to give the child some air, a little girl being with her, of 12 or 14 years old, that lived in the neighborhood. The maid, whether by appointment or otherwise, meets with a fellow, her sweetheart, as I suppose. He carries her into a public house to give her a pot and a cake, and while they were toying in the house, the girl plays about with me in her hand, in the garden, and at the door, sometimes in sight, sometimes out of sight, thinking no harm. At this juncture comes by one of those sort of people who, it seems, made it their business to spirit away little children. This was a hellish trade in those days, and chiefly practiced where they found little children very well dressed, or, for bigger children, to sell them to the plantations. The woman, pretending to take me up in her arms and kiss me, and play with me, draws the girl a good way from the house, till, at last, she makes a fine story to the girl, and bids her go back to the maid, and tell her where she was with the child, that a gentlewoman had taken a fancy to the child, and was kissing of it, but she should not be frighted, or to that purpose, for they were but just there, and so while the girl went, she carries me quite away. From this time, it seems, I was disposed of to a beggar woman that wanted a pretty little child to set out her case, and after that to a gypsy, under whose government I continued till I was about 6 years old. And this woman, though I was continually dragged about with her from one part of the country to another, yet never let me want for anything, and I called her mother, though she told me at last she was not my mother, but that she bought me for 12 shillings of another woman, who told her how she came by me, and told her that my name was Bob Singleton, not Robert, but plain Bob, for it seems they never knew by what name I was christened. It is in vain to reflect here what a terrible fright the careless hussy was in that lost me, what treatment she received from my justly enraged father and mother, and the horror these must be in at the thoughts of their child being thus carried away. For, as I never knew anything of the matter, but just what I have related, nor who my father and mother were, so it would make but a needless digression to talk of it here. My good gypsy mother, for some of her worthy actions, no doubt, happened in process of time to be hanged, and as this fell out something too soon for me to be perfected in the strolling trade, the parish where I was left, which for my life I can't remember, took some care of me, to be sure, for the first thing I can remember of myself afterwards was that I went to a parish school, and the minister of the parish—